morning, Daddy. All right, here's your morning coffee and bagel. I've checked your schedule and you have a video meeting at 10 a.m, so make sure you review the proposal in advance. I've printed it up for you and put it over there. Oh, and I laid out your blue shirt and red tie. I think they look good on the webcam. Is the coffee okay? I think I made it strong enough, but I'm worried that it's too bitter. You like it? Great. Yeah, there's a lot of mail in your inbox this morning. I flagged the ones that seemed critical, but I'm not sure if I got them all. Oh, I missed an important one. I'm sorry. Well, I guess you're right. I am pretty new to this, but still, I want to do a good job for you. I have to admit that when Mum suggested this, I wasn't really that excited. I know it wasn't your idea either, so I appreciate you being patient with me, Daddy. I know that I can be kind of a handful. No, I mean, I know that I'm not working right now, but it's not for lack of trying. No one is hiring around here for summer internships, especially not in my major. I don't want to be a burden, but if Mum wanted me to help around the house more or whatever, she could have just asked. She didn't have to pull you into it. Mum knows that I want to make you proud, so when she brought the idea up at dinner of me being your intern and you looked at me, I had to say yes. I never want to disappoint you, Daddy. Yeah, so I guess I'm having fun. I mean, I enjoy organisation and I get to hang out with you a lot of the day, which is really nice. Besides, you're not a very demanding boss. I mean, you could ask me to do more if you wanted. Hey, Daddy, I don't want to interrupt your breakfast, but I have something I wanted to ask you. Do you remember Meg? Yeah, Meg was my best friend in high school. I mean, we're still really close, but she moved for college and I stayed local. We still chat a lot though. So, Meg did an internship, a real one, in an office before the whole COVID thing. She gave me some great advice on how to stand out and what employers are looking for, which has helped me a lot to meet your expectations. She also told me some other stories. Yes, yeah, so Meg said at this workplace that the interns, well, each one would report to a specific manager in the office who was their real boss, kind of like you're my real boss here. Mm-hmm. So she also said that some of the managers kind of acted like they owned the interns. Well, I mean, like, they could tell the interns to do anything they wanted, and the interns would have to do it because a bad recommendation might haunt them for the rest of their careers, and a good one might make getting a job so much easier later. Plus, this place was super prestigious, Daddy, so lots of the interns want to come back as full-time employees. Meg said that on the first day, her manager took her aside and explained things to her about what she would be doing. But while he did it, he started undressing her. I know, right? Now, I'm not saying this was good or anything, but Meg just kind of went with it. He was a hot older guy and she was kind of flattered to be getting attention like that from him. Even when he took her blouse off and unzipped her skirt, she didn't complain. Well, the rest of that story isn't very exciting. He felt her up, but he didn't even get her off or anything. Don't look so shocked, Daddy. You're a man of the world. You know how things work. Sure, eventually they fucked on some business trip, but that's not the point. No, Daddy. The point is, don't you think that sounded hot? It's all right, Daddy. You can answer. I asked, after all. And, I mean, obviously I'm not going to discuss this with Mum. She's such a prude, not like you. Yeah, it's a great fantasy, I think. But, like, I couldn't do that with a stranger. If someone I didn't trust started to undress me, I'd probably freak out, even if I was interested. But with someone I trusted, it would be different. What am I saying? Well, I mean, if a man who I loved and trusted started to undress me at work, especially a hot older man, I don't think I'd be able to resist him. I don't think I'd want to. I'd probably do whatever he wanted me to, even if I was nervous or scared. I just want to please him and make him happy. I'd be such a good little intern for him. Maybe you could let me show you. Come on, it could be a lot of fun, don't you think? Like a game? And I mean, if either of us got uncomfortable, we could stop. I know you'd never do anything to me that I didn't want, Daddy. So it would go like this. I'm your intern and you're not sure about me. Maybe you think I'm pretty, but you want to see for yourself. Oh, thank you, Daddy. I've really wanted to look my best to work with you. And I've been spending more time on my makeup than I might normally. I kind of just thought it would be good practice for later, but I really love the way you look at me when I'm all dressed up. So, do you want to inspect your intern or not? Yay! All right, so stand up with me. Yeah, just walk around me like that. Kind of drink me in with your eyes. God, Daddy, you look so hungry. Yeah, you can start with my blouse if you want. You're so slow and confident, just doing one button after the other. How many women have you done this with? I wore the push-up bra for you today. Do you like it, Daddy? Oh, yeah, of course you can take off my skirt. The zipper is back here. Daddy, you're just feeling my ass, not unzipping me. These are my smallest panties, Daddy. So, you're being so quiet. What do you think? Oh, no one has ever said anything like that about me before. Do you really think so? Yes, sir. Thank you. Maybe you should check to see if what Mum is saying is really telling the truth. Am I really a handful? I think I might be at least two handfuls. Yeah, I mean, of course you can unhook my bra, Daddy. I'm your intern and your daughter and I belong to you. You can do whatever you like to me. It's a little chilly in here in the air conditioning, isn't it? I guess you can tell. Oh, Daddy, your hands feel so good on my tits. Oh, God. Yes. I mean, no. Daddy, please don't stop, sir. Please. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, you're the first man to ever touch them. I haven't dated at all in school. I was focusing on my studies like you taught me to, Daddy. I haven't done anything with boys. I wanted my first time to be with a man like you. Kiss me more, Daddy. Kiss my neck and, oh, yeah, my tits too. Are they big enough, Daddy? Do you like them? Oh, God, Daddy, when you suck on my tits like that, I might lose control. Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. You just got me all worked up. Oh, try to be more quiet. Have you seen enough? Or do you want some more? You want me to take off my panties? Oh, all right. Well, here I am, Daddy. The only clothes that you've let me keep on are my stockings and my high heels. And somehow that just makes this more dirty. What do you want me to do? No, I want this. I mean, I've fantasized about this for so long, Daddy. And you can see how wet you've made me. Just tell me what to do. Oh, okay. I mean, I've never blown a guy before, but I'll learn fast. All right, you sit there and get comfortable and I'll get on my knees and unzip you. Oh, wow, I'm really excited, Daddy. I finally get to see your Oh, wow. Oh, I guess I wasn't expecting it to be so hard or to feel so hot in my hand. Oh, I'll do my best. Yes, Daddy, I'll pace myself. I really, really want to take all of you. I know that guys like that. Oh, almost, Daddy. Almost. Yes, I can take you all the way in my throat. Like that, Daddy? Daddy, I can finish you like this if you want, but I want to ride you, Daddy. I want to straddle you in your office chair and take your cock inside me. Oh, well, we don't have to go all the way. Maybe I could just straddle you like this. Oh, and then I could slide my wet little slit up over your. Oh, God, Daddy, this feels so fucking good. Have you ever had a young intern do this for you, Daddy? Don't tell me. I'd be jealous if you did. Only I should be allowed to have my daddy's cock. Oh, you feel so good outside of me. I wonder what you'd feel like inside. Please, Daddy. Let me prove to you what a good little intern I can be for you. Let me take you inside of me. I promise that I'll stop before you come, if that's what you want. Mum doesn't ever need to know. Yay, just hold still, Daddy. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Oh, only the head's gone in, and I already feel so stretched out. Oh, I guess you can really tell that I'm a virgin, can't you? Oh, almost, Daddy. Oh, almost there. Oh, God, Daddy, you're filling me up. Oh, God, that cock. Oh, that made me is inside me. Oh, Daddy, you feel so fucking good. Oh, Daddy, I wanna come. I wanna come all over your thick, hard cock. Are you close, Daddy? You're sucking on my nipples so hard, and your hands are holding my hips so tight. Do you really want me to get off you before you come, Daddy? Wouldn't you rather just come inside your little girl? Oh, I want your come inside me, Daddy. I want my first time to be special. Do you really even care if I'm on the pill, Daddy? I might be, but I don't think it matters anymore. Oh, come inside me, Daddy. Fill me up. Give me what Mum doesn't deserve. Oh, please, please, please. Yes. I'm so close. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, God, Daddy, cover my mouth. Please cover it. I can't stop myself. I'm gonna. Daddy, that was so amazing. I feel so good. Oh, you feel so good inside me. I don't want to move. I know I have to, but I want to stay like this all day. Oh, thank you, Daddy. I really appreciate you using me like this. I feel so special now. Let me just get my clothes back on. I'm dripping everywhere. Oh, quick, start typing something. Mum's coming. Oh, hi, Mum. Yeah, everything's going fine. I don't know. Do you have any complaints about my work ethic, Daddy? There, see? I'm taking such good care of him. I bet he'll be really sad to see me go back to college in the fall. Don't worry, Mum. I know this is important. I'm going to be a perfect intern for Daddy. I'll take such good care of him that he won't need you for anything at all.